As it says there, there is some CRAST activities that you can see with the email and for other things. But first of all, we remember that Jesus is risen today. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And so we now sing, Christ the Lord is risen today. We respond to the good news of the resurrection, we have some words of praise. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
But as we come, of course, just as the disciples on that first day came to recognize that in the midst of the resurrection was also a pattern, the visibility of their own falling away from Jesus, but the receiving of forgiveness from him. So we are going to also confess our sins, the places and times where we have failed God, the relationships that have been broken, the things we have done, the selfishness at the heart of our lives, we've allowed it to rule us. So we're going to pause for a moment in silence as we bring those times to God. and seek to meet the resurrected Christ. And as we confess our sins, we use the words of the confession that you can find on our page. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with the living bread. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, you forgive all who truly repent. Have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so we respond to the news of God's forgiveness of all that has separated us from him because it was nailed to the cross by singing Happy Day. Going to read our gospel reading for us for this Easter day, and then Sally is going to bring our talk. Okay.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Easter to you all. Let us pray. Loving God, may your risen presence reveal to us your love and meet us where we are today. Lord, I lift your name on high is a song that I found myself singing yesterday as I was pondering about this morning's service. We can find these words in it. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Our Easter celebrations are looking quite different this year to how we probably imagined them to be a few short weeks ago. We find ourselves doing different things at different times, and even the ordinary things that we're used to doing are not quite the same. On the day that we were asked to stay at home, I was due to have a haircut and I was overdue. So as you can see, my hair is getting quite long. And so in an attempt to look respectable this morning, I rummaged around about the house to see if I could find a suitable hairband and came up with three options. The first was one I wore in the 1980s when hair was big and shoulder pads were even bigger, maybe to support all that big hair. The second was a set of Pudsey Bear ears, and I thought it might get a bit confusing as we're in spring and that event happens in the autumn. So I have resorted to my third hairband, and here it is. Just wait while I pop it on. A hairband with a halo. You may well be thinking that this look works best at the Nativity, where we expect there to be angels and halos. And you would be right. We've encountered many angels both before, during, and after the birth, ministry, and death and resurrection of Jesus. In our first chapter of Luke, we find an angel coming to Mary, asking her to be the mother for the Son of God. And the angel speaks the same words to her that we have heard in our reading this morning. Do not be afraid. An angel comes to Joseph with these words too. And another angel to the shepherds, all with the same message, do not be afraid. We have just come through 40 days of Lent, and during this time of testing for Jesus, we learn how angels came and attended him after the battering by the devil, who was trying to put him off course. And we know that Jesus didn't succumb to temptation. He kept his eyes on his heavenly Father. Let's take ourselves to the tomb with the two Marys. They had gone to find the place where the body of Jesus had been laid. And I cannot think of four words that could be more relevant for us today as we seek to keep ourselves safe and our communities in an endeavour to save lives. Those of us taking funerals at this present time hold the sorrow for loved ones whose greatest desire is to be close to the person they have lost and yet have been denied this action. The desire, like the two Marys, to be close to where Jesus was. We must keep these families in our prayers until such times as we can give fitting thanksgiving services for their loved ones. Two women, one angel, frightened guards, and an earthquake. We've come a long way from those words when they were first spoken, but they still hold the same power, the same promise, and the same hope. Can we, like Mary and Joseph, and the shepherds, and the two Marys, dare to let ourselves trust in them today? Do we notice the angel that affirms that Jesus has fulfilled what he said he would do? Jesus has risen. He invites the two Marys to come and see, and then to go and find the disciples and tell them the news. Two actions we associate with Jesus and his ministry: come and see, and go and tell. It strikes me that they had an enormous task placed upon them, which came with a huge responsibility. How would we have felt at that moment? What words would be forming in our minds as to how we were going to articulate what we had just been told to share? Imagine you were the one, the first to say, "Jesus has died, Jesus has risen, Jesus will come to you in Galilee." It's a strange feeling, that mixture of fear and joy. And yet, just as they were going to meet the disciples, they were met by the risen Jesus himself. And what does he say? "Do not be afraid." Many of us will remember where we were and what we were doing when significant moments of national or international importance took place. If I were to offer you the dates of the 11th or the 31st of August, 1997, I would expect you may remember that the first was the date that Nelson Mandela was released from prison after 27 years of being held. And the second was the date of the death of Diana, Princess of Wales. And likewise, we will all remember important, memorable dates in our own lives. Do you remember the first time you met with Jesus? I should like to share with you such an event that didn't happen to me, but a member of our congregation at Yaxham, and I was present on the day it happened. It was Easter Sunday in 2003. A member of our congregation, Reg, Libby's dad, felt the hands of God upon his shoulder three times during that Easter service. Only he didn't know that it was God at the time, and he needed Gordon to explain to him afterwards that the hands he felt holding him were those of the Lord by the Holy Spirit. It was a life-changing experience for Reg. He experienced God's love and God's peace. From that moment, Reg's life would be different. Sadly, Reg died in 2009, and we held his funeral on an Easter Saturday, a fitting day for the family and for us. Thinking of Reg, I also thought of Geraldine, whose funeral took place this past week, a faithful servant of God, who together with her late husband Gilbert, were a real blessing to our benefice, and particularly to those in Mattershall. What does it mean to live as angels and not be afraid? We cannot meet with Jesus in the same way that the women did on that first Easter morning, but we can encourage each other with these words. We are living at a time when we need to be speaking those words directly from our hearts into our communities, because living as resurrection people, we experience God's love, we know of his hope, and we trust in his promise of eternal life. One new story which has struck me this past week that many people will have seen was the interview with the man called Hilton Murray Phillipson, who received a guard of honour and applause as he left the Leicestershire Hospital, which had aided his recovery from COVID-19. Two things I noticed. Firstly, his humility. And secondly, something he said just hit me very powerfully when he described being held in prayer, showing us that God is present. He is with us. We need not be afraid. We have Mark and Alan to thank for making it possible for us to Zoom and worship together. And I'm sure, like me, you are very grateful for this, because it is such a joy to be together. One of my neighbours, Annette, our dear church warden, was unable to be with us today, and she would dearly have loved to do so. She telephoned me yesterday morning to sing to me her favourite Easter hymn. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing to you now. I think a halo is on a headband is enough. But I will conclude. Her favourite hymn goes, the chorus goes like this. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. May you each have a blessed Easter, and may you always be able to find the right headband for any occasion. Amen.
Thank you, Sally. Let's just pause for a moment as we reflect on those words of Sally's and those words of Scripture, and just allow what the Lord is placing in our hearts to rest there. And we're going to respond now to God's word by using the words of the Creed. We've got the what's known as the Apostles' Creed, which is an ancient declaration of faith from the early church. And we're using it today in a responsive form. If you know it off by heart, feel free to just join in it all, or if just to join and say it all at home, because it's about declaring what God has done for us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in
Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day, he rose again.
He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting.
Amen. And so we now sing, Love's Redeeming Work is Done.
Love's redeeming work is done. For
for a moment in silent prayer before I lead us in the prayer for today. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned and the way to life stands open in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. In a moment, when we've got to the next page of our... So, we've got the piece, and this is the opportunity in a moment for Bedlam. We will unmute you all okay.
You can't see the thing.
Okay, remember we can now all hear you. Okay, so I'm going to say these words about the piece, then we're going to unshare Alan's screen so that you can see each other. And you'll have to click on gallery view. Then when that happens, then you should be able to see each other and you'll be able to share the peace. Listen, Christ came and stood amongst his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." And they were glad when they saw the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Hallelujah.
Share the peace with each other as we pray.
To the Lord be with you.
Peace to everyone.
Peace to
you.
Peace
to you.
Peace to
you. Peace with you.
Peace with you.
Good to see you, Sir Norm.
Be with you, Kettle Barbara.
I'm going to just move on. I'm going to say peace be with you one last time, and then I'll will mute you. So
peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Everybody.
Well, that was wonderful. And lovely to hear and see so many of you. Now, I'd like you now to hold your bread in your hands. And I think I'm going to, just for a moment, I'm going to show myself. Okay, so,
yep.
So I'll spotlight myself and unshare. Right. So if you could hold your bread like this, and in a moment you're going to see
what Mark. So say, hold your bread like this. We can't see that. Need it in front of your face.
Sorry. I've moved my computer up slightly because I was told that everybody was just looking under up my nose in previous weeks, but that meant that I wasn't holding it high enough. So there you go. You can see the bread. So please, if you could take the bread, if there is more than one of you sitting on the sofa or gathered, I saw at least one person outside, then please just hold it together. And then what we're going to do in a moment is we're going to see an image which is of how bread is spoken about, particularly in the New Testament, and it's a word art picture. And so we're just going to pause for a moment as we hold the bread together and just allow God to speak through those words. Because bread is such an important symbol in the New Testament of God's working amongst his people. Whether it be the breaking of the bread we see at the miracle of the loaves and fishes, or whether it be when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger." And hospitality is so important because that's the place where so many people meet with Jesus and discover his grace for themselves. And this breaking of bread that we're doing now and we'll be doing in a moment, please don't break your bread yet, is based on the words from Luke chapter 24, verse 30. Where Jesus was walking with the disciples on the Emmaus Road, and they had not recognized that it was the risen Christ, and their hearts were despairing. And then in verse 30, it says, "And when Jesus was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him." So in a moment, we will be breaking bread together, and we will be recognizing the Lord Jesus in our midst. So I'm just going to pause now to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through to you through this image of bread. It may be that the image on your screen is not as clear as because of the way Zoom works, for which I apologize. In which case then, just use the Lord by his Spirit to bring to your mind one of the images of the way bread is used to speak of God's grace in the scriptures, and hold that in your mind. And so if we can move on now, please, Alan, that would be good. So we've got these words. As we hold the bread together, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry."
Come, Lord Jesus, bread of life.
Jesus gave thanks and shared bread with the multitude. All who received were satisfied.
Come, Lord Jesus, bread of life.
As the scattered grains make one loaf, although we are scattered, Jesus calls us into unity as one body.
Come, Lord Jesus,
bread of life. Jesus is the one who reveals himself at the breaking of bread.
Come, Lord Jesus,
bread of life. We have given thanks. We have taken the bread. We've given thanks, and now we're going to break it. So please break the bread that you have and do share it amongst those who are with you, and eat some. As this bread is not consecrated in a normal fashion, don't feel that you've now got to eat all that slice that you've got all at once. And so we then use this response. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many,
we are one body.
Because we all share one bread.
Jesus, stand among us at the meeting of our lives. Be our sweet agreement at the meeting of our eyes. Oh,
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, I'm in that place once again. I'm in that place once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at your saving grace. I'm full of praise once again. I'm full of praise once again. And once again, I look upon the cross where you died.
Andrea is going to lead us in our prayers.
Resurrection God, we pray in the name of Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. We pray for those who are unwell at this time, those suffering with coronavirus at home and in hospital, and also those who are continuing treatment for other illnesses and diseases. Lord, we pray for those in pain whose operations have been put on hold. In your compassion, grant them strength and healing. We pray for those who are anxious about loved ones who live a distance away. Enable them to trust in you and be steadfast in hope. Where hope seems buried,
risen Lord, bring new life.
In the day of trouble, you answer us, O Lord, and you protect us. You send us help and give us support. We pray for all doctors, nurses, and care workers in our hospitals and care homes, for our ambulance service and police force. Lord, may they renew their strength in you and be channels of restoration and renewal for those who suffer. Where hope seems buried,
risen Lord, bring new life.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. We pray for all who feel isolated or alone. We particularly pray for those who are in danger, vulnerable to domestic abuse. We pray that they may experience your loving presence with them. Where hope seems buried,
risen Lord, bring new life.
How can we sing your song, O Lord, in these strange times? We pray for the church throughout the world that longs to meet together physically to praise your name through this strange and confusing time. The church may be empty, but so is the tomb. And we thank you for that. We thank you for technology that allows us to continue to worship together and pray that through your creative spirit, you would fire our imaginations to proclaim your unchanging love in new ways. Where hope seems buried,
risen Lord, bring new life.
We cast our burden upon you, O Lord, and you sustain us. We pray for all in authority, for governments and leaders of the world who face difficult decisions that affect the lives of many. Grant them godly wisdom and courage. Where hope seems buried,
risen Lord, bring new life.
Lord, you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are the stronghold of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? We pray for all traders and employees who are fearful for the future, that businesses may be secured, jobs protected, and families supported. Where hope seems buried,
risen Lord, bring new life.
The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. We pray for those suffering from financial hardship, that you would support and sustain them. We remember those also who seek to fulfill Christ's command to love one another through the work of food banks and charities and neighbourhood volunteer schemes and through acts of simple kindness. Where hope seems buried,
risen Lord,
bring new life.
Lord, you give strength to your people and bless them with peace. We pray for all in education, for teachers trying to provide an online learning, for parents homeschooling, for pupils who may be feeling bored. Protect the vulnerable and bring hope to the dismayed. Where hope seems buried,
risen Lord, bring new life.
Lord, you show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. With sadness, we remember those who have died, and to take a moment to remember any that are known to you personally. God of comfort, give us thankful hearts for the privilege of knowing them, and strengthen our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us and rose again in glory, that we might share in his victorious life. Where hope seems buried.
Risen Lord,
Lord,
bring new life.
New life.
Lord of life, in this time of crisis for our families and communities, our nation and our world, we turn to you in faith to seek your guidance and receive your blessing, knowing that nothing in all creation can separate us from your love. Make known to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We ask this in the name of him who bore our infirmities and bore our diseases, who suffered the cross and rose again triumphant, for he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Merciful Father,
accept these prayers
for the sake of your Son,
our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mark, I'll leave you to just say this on your own without responding, otherwise it'll be a bit of a muddle.
Okay. So, as our Father taught us, so we pray. And although the words on the page are the words of the modern form of the Lord's Prayer, if the one in your heart is the one, the traditional words, whichever version, the Book of Common Prayer or the a more slight variation, then feel free to say that as I say the modern words. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so we now come towards the end of our worship. It's been a joy to see you all again today. After we finished with our last hymn, we will unmute you all so you can give Easter blessings to each other before we finish. But some final words as we commit ourselves into God's service over this coming week. To a troubled world,
peace from Christ, hallelujah.
To a searching world,
love from Christ, hallelujah.
To a waiting world,
hope from Christ, hallelujah.
And may God the Holy Spirit, who filled the disciples with the life of the risen Lord, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all whom you love, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And now we sing, Thine be thine. been a real joy to join with you on this Easter day. Thank you for coming to our Easter worship. I pray that you will have met with the risen Christ in your homes today. And we're just going to unmute you all again so that you can offer one another an Easter blessing as we finish.
Bless you all. Bye.
Bless you.
Bye. Happy Easter to you all. Bye.
God bless everyone.
Easter, Sarah and Becky. Thanks for everything you've done.
Research, Mark. Thank you.